Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. This is completely raw and unedited and pretty much last minute, but I wanted to record this for you because this is something that my clients are dealing with at the moment in the program, and I think you probably as well in the whole world. There have been, you know, some happenings and events in the news that are mainly in the US, but I mean all over the world, but whatever's happening in the US right now is obviously affecting the world. And I'm talking about Roe versus Wade and recession stuff and a bunch of different things that are happening. And so no matter what side you're on, because, you know, I'm in the business of helping women feel and not in the business of saying who's right or wrong, although I do have my own opinions and my own position on this. But today, as I guided my clients through this, because one of the clients have brought it up in our coaching session today, that she's really feeling the weight, the pain, the confusion, the overwhelm, I really wanted to record this for you. And it's going to be a guided drop-in because this is the only way that I know how to deal with complicated, overwhelming, painful situations in my life. And this is how I know with 100% certainty that works and really helps us to be embodied and grounded and come from a place of power when making certain actions, saying something on the internet or do something about it. And that's always the case. And I tell my women in the Claim program that the bigger the issue you're dealing with, the bigger the pain, the longer you need to do the flow. So I would love to offer you this gift if you're struggling, which you probably are, as I am, although I am far away from the US. It's hitting me deeply as well. So if you're driving, I recommend that you either stop or listen to this at another point in time. If you listen to the podcast, that probably means that you are doing something else. I really encourage you to just pause and stop. And if you can't do this together with me right now, I encourage you to do this at a later time because this will require an introspection. Make sure it's in a quiet place that you will be undisturbed for the next 5 to 10 minutes so we can drop in and I can help you feel and really sit with the discomfort in your body, because that's what I do in my work. And that's how women shift and transform all of their relationships, but specifically their relationships with men. This is not about men. You can use this for any situation that's weighing heavy on you. So whenever you're ready, I invite you to close your eyes and lean back into your chair or whatever you're sitting or lying on. I invite you to start by noticing your breath. Your breath doesn't need to change. Just notice the rise and fall of your chest or your belly every time you inhale and exhale. Letting go of your shoulders, unclenching your jaw, relaxing your facial muscles, relaxing the area behind your ears. And really allowing yourself to pause and slow down. Letting go of all the to-do lists and checklists that happened before this audio that you're listening to, this moment, and everything that's going to happen after. I really encourage you and invite you to step into this space and into this short time that's going to be just for you. Continuing to breathe, and every time you exhale, I invite you to feel yourself becoming heavy, surrendering your way down into the support and the safety of the chair, of the furniture, of the floor, and of the earth beneath you. If your feet are on the floor, I invite you to feel and imagine as if roots are growing from your feet into the floor and into the earth as you continue to surrender and let go. Letting go of labels and expectations and thoughts about, am I doing this right? What is this about? I invite you to just allow yourself to be guided and to feel into this moment and into your body and getting out of your head and into the body and into the truth of who you are. I invite you now to place your hands on your body. Maybe you need a hug or a gentle rub somewhere on any part of your body, or just placing one of your hands on your heart or your chest and one of your other hands on your belly or your womb space. Making any small or big adjustments that your body wants to make right now so you can feel even more comfortable, relaxed, and surrender your way down. As you continue to breathe, I invite you to notice any tension, constriction, discomfort in your body right now, or any spots and places of pleasure or lightness or calmness. So just scanning your body now and just feeling, where is that constriction or where is that space? I invite you to breathe into that space now and move your body as that constriction or as that tension or as that calmness, welcoming that in, knowing that all of you is welcomed. Whatever you're feeling is welcomed right now in this moment in time. And as you do that, I invite you to bring that, perhaps the overwhelm, the weight, the pain of whatever's happening right now in your local community, in your household, local community, global country community, whatever is happening in the world right now around you, I invite you to bring that into your field and notice, how does that feel? Noticing the physical sensations that are happening in your body. What is that felt sense in the body? So I can feel a constriction in my throat, a heaviness in my lower back, a heaviness in my chest, like a tightening. So just notice, what is the location of that discomfort in your body? Just pay attention to that. Breathing into that, I invite you to simply witness that. There's nothing you need to do about it. There's no need to fix it, explain it, understand it, make it go away. Just simply breathing into that. And as you do that, I invite you to start moving your body as that constriction, as that discomfort. Can you move your body in a way that would allow you to welcome that discomfort? How would your body move? Letting your body lead. There's no need to think about it. There's no way you can do this right or wrong. Just allow your body to fully express that tension or discomfort. Taking all the time that you need to move. It's important to move your body. Continue breathing, your eyes closed, you're moving your body. And I invite you to open your mouth and sigh out that discomfort or tension. Or produce any sound that wants to come out as you continue to breathe and move with that. And as you continue to do that, I invite you to notice what's happening now in your body. What are you noticing? What are you sensing? What are you feeling? What's coming up for you? Just simply tracking and tracing the sensations in your body. If there is sadness or grief or pain, I invite you to now notice, where is that in the body? How does that feel? What is the texture of that? What is the shape, form, color? If you were to describe this to another person, how would you describe that sensation in the body? And again, we're not labeling it, trying to understand it. We're simply observing, creating a relationship with it, acknowledging it, and creating space. And as you do that, again, breathing into that location of the body, into that sensation, and starting to move your body again. Moving your body as that discomfort. How would your body move if you were to let it lead? Taking a different posture or shape or form that your body wants to take. Maybe you want to curl into a little ball or take a child's pose. Do that, but continue moving your body. One finger, one toe. Continue moving your body. You can't be stuck when you flow. Breathing, opening your mouth, releasing, releasing, welcoming it in. And again, noticing what's happening in your body now. What are you sensing? What's coming up for you? Just simply noticing that, observing that, breathing into that again. What's the texture of that? Becoming curious about it. Breathing into that and continuing to move as that. And I invite you now to find a pocket of calmness or openness or peace in your body that's perhaps already there or not. If it's not there, I invite you to just find a small pocket, or you can just drop into that safety in your body and experience that calmness or peace or openness, and noticing, where is that in the body? How does that feel like? What's the texture of that? And as you breathe into that, I invite you again to start moving as that openness, lightness, calmness. And as you move into that and breathe into that, welcoming it in, letting your body lead, I invite you to see how that now expands and grows into your shoulders and arms and fingertips, into your neck, throat, to your facial muscles, your head, your scalp, going down through your spine, into your lower back, into your belly, into your womb space or your pelvic bowl, into your legs and feet. Continue to move and breathe as that lightness, as that peace, allowing it to fully penetrate every single cell of your body. And I invite you to remember how that feels, to anchor it down and to know that all of you is welcomed and you don't need to work hard to feel that. It's always in your body. Continue to move and breathe and expand that sensation throughout your whole body. And then allowing it to grow and take up as much space as it wants to take throughout your whole apartment or house, maybe your neighborhood, your town or city, your state, your country, the whole world. Just sitting with that, moving and breathing for a few more moments here. And I invite you to drop this question into the body with your eyes still closed. What would your body have you know? What is the message here for you? So just allowing for that to bubble up for you. There's no need to go searching for an answer. Just allowing for that to land in your body. And then the last question here is, what is an action step here for you moving forward? And then taking one last breath into that. And whenever you're ready, coming back into the room, into this moment, opening your eyes. Welcome back. And so I invite you to write down what came up for you. Maybe share it with somebody else or share it with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you email hello@claim.com, I will read that email. And I might be getting back to you, maybe not, depending on how busy I am. But send me a message and let me know how helpful that was or not. And I really hope you take that exercise and you practice, because embodiment is the key to pretty much everything you want. But specifically as you go through these challenging times, I hope this was helpful. And if it was, please let me know by maybe leaving a review on the podcast or sending me a message. I'm with you, and your body has all the answers, and you are safe and held, and we're all in this together. Thank you.